Hi, Bafito. How na motho? Nobody stresses me like Nkosana. Nobody stresses me like Nkosana. Nkosana Makate. Nkosana from Tembisa. I think I heard from one of the other interviews, Ari, he's from Tembisa. We all know Nkosana. Not because of fame, but because of his fight, his bravery, his refusal to back down, even when giants stepped on his neck. They offered him 47 million. Baratwara 47. A number most people would have taken without blinking. Nkosana, no. You made billions off me, Vodacom. You will not pay me crumbs. You will not pay me crumbs. That's bravery. Not loud social media bravery, but lonely, exhausting courtroom bravery. 15 years. But it's more than 15 years now. 15 plus years of it. Hi. You know what's crazy? This man could die before they pay him. Imagine that. You create something used by millions. You fight for justice for 2 decades. And still, you leave Earth without seeing the reward. That's my biggest fear with South African systems. Sometimes they don't beat you with power. They beat you with time. They wait until you're tired, until you're broke, until you're dead. Does he have kids? A wife? Family that watched him age in courtrooms instead of enjoying his life? Because let's be honest, he didn't just fight for himself. Nkosana fought for his bloodline, his kids, his surname. Makate isn't brave because he invented something. He's brave because he endured year after year, meeting after meeting, lawyer after lawyer, delays, appeals, undervaluing. Still, this man was in court 2 days ago. He still stands. That kind of bravery should be taught in schools. Because most of us would have folded. Most of us would have folded for less. Ngabe ngikile 47 million. Yeah, he chose legacy over convenience, dignity over desperation, Buffett, and he's still waiting. So if this country doesn't pay him what he's worth while he's still alive, let history remember this. Makate didn't die broke, he died brave. Aye. And bravery like that, it's worth more than money.